In this chapter, we're going to explore the idea of effort. What you put into your job can dictate how much you get out of it. So what happens when you put in just enough, but not too much? When I was first hired, Conan was still in New York in his final season of Late Night with Conan O'Brien. I started working for him in the beginning of January of 2009, but he wouldn't wrap up the show until February. He eventually moved to California in March of that year, and I spent my first 3 months as his assistant working remotely. I remember finding an empty office at NBC and taking meticulous notes for the ways I could help him and his family transition their lives from New York to California. The day after I got word that I'd be working for Conan, I met him at a Pete's Coffee in Brentwood with a booklet about Los Angeles that I made myself and a notepad to take notes. I handed the booklet to Conan at our meeting, a lifelong Angeleno handing over all her knowledge to the new kid in town. It was so important to me to make a good impression that I'd spent all day fastidiously putting together essential information about Los Angeles, and then took it to Kinko's to get it laminated and bound. Conan had lived in Los Angeles 16 years prior, but I thought it would be good to show him how I would go the extra mile. During our coffee meeting, I remember telling Conan that I wanted to work on something that inspired me and that I was proud to be a part of. His humility and decency were what really struck me. Right after I left, I met up with my brother and sister-in-law at a restaurant in Toluca Lake, and I was noticeably shaken. I'd known that taking this job would change my life forever, but I hadn't realized how nice of a person Conan would be. That first meeting made me want to work harder for him. A couple of days after I got the job, Conan's wife, Liza, wrote me the nicest email introducing herself and telling me a little about their family and sent me a photo of their kids, Nev and Beckett, who at the time were 5 and 3. I have to admit that before I got to know Conan and his lovely wife a little better, I had been most worried about Liza. Was she going to be a trophy wife who would abuse me or be stereotypically awful? Was she going to yell at me if I forgot to tell her about a change in Conan's travel itinerary? Would I be asked to pick up her dry cleaning in the middle of a workday? What I learned very quickly was that Liza is not only brilliant and kind and decent, but also my most important ally. She became a sounding board whenever I felt like I was having a tough time with Conan. I often say that my favorite thing about Conan is Liza, and that is a sentiment that only gets truer as time goes on. So why am I saying all this sappy stuff? Because when I first got my job, I wanted to do the best I could. I needed to make sure that this very nice man and his wonderful wife were happy. I was now a part of their lives. Assistants get close to the people they work for, and I knew that over time, the O'Briens would become very important figures in my life. I was right about that. Reminiscing about those early days, back in a time when I enthusiastically went to Kinko's to bind and laminate a homemade booklet in hopes of being helpful, it's hard to say when my relationship with Conan went from being professional to the dysfunctional mess it is now. It could have been when, 3 months into my job, I was speaking Armenian on the phone with my grandmother, and Conan asked if I was arguing with Dracula. It also could have been a year later when he told Rolling Stone magazine that I floated to this country in a basket while my father was in the midst of a goat attack on the island of Armenia. I was born in Los Angeles, my father is not a goat herder, and Armenia is landlocked. All I know is that something happened, or gradually happened, to make me go from the girl who makes booklets to the girl who occasionally slips a marijuana edible into her lunch. Conan became the second older brother I never wanted. The dynamic shifted, and so did my work ethic. I'm happy to take most of the blame for my gradual decline in any willingness to work, but doesn't my boss deserve some credit? Wouldn't the world's worst assistant need to be enabled by the world's worst boss? Nev and Beckett used to always say that Conan melted half my brain. When asked what happened to the other half, they would say that the other half was already melted before I met him. I have never heard a better description of me. Am I proud of what I've become? Yes, I get paid to do the bare minimum. Is this where I saw myself? No. But then again, Everything I've been fortunate enough to experience has been a pleasant surprise. Would I try harder at another job? Yes, without a doubt. So when Conan retires, please hire me. Until then, I will proudly take my place on the Mount Rushmore of terrible assistants. Alone. I know there are other bad assistants out there, I'm sure of it, but I refuse to share my title as the worst in the world.